poll, Donald Trump's high favorability has not budged after skipping debate. By Hannah Blow on September 2, 2023. Former President Donald Trump did not lose any favorability following his decision to skip the first Republican primary debate. The latest Morning Consult survey released this week found. The survey showed Trump remaining steady, with 76% of potential Republican primary voters viewing him favorably. That figure remains unchanged from the percentage he has seen for the last 2 weeks. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis still boasts the second highest favorability, as 63% have a favorable view of him, which places him 1 point above the 62% who said the same last week. However, that is lower than the 65% he saw 2 weeks ago. Last week, Trump and DeSantis tied in unfavorability, but DeSantis has now surpassed the former president, as 24% have an unfavorable view of the Florida governor, compared to 22% who said the same of Trump. Anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy still sees a majority, 53%, viewing him favorably post-debate, although 13% still say they have never heard of him. 19% now report an unfavorable view as well. All but two candidates on the debate stage in Milwaukee last week have a net positive favorable rating, including former Vice President Mike Pence, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. However, 48% view former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie unfavorably, compared to 22% who have a favorable view. One quarter also have an unfavorable view of former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, compared to 17% who have a favorable view. Notably, while Pence is above water in terms of favorability, 40% of potential GOP primary voters still have an unfavorable view of him, compared to 46% who do not. This portion of the survey was taken August 24 to 27, 2023, among 791 potential Republican primary voters. It has a +/4% margin of error. The survey reinforces the narrative offered by Trump allies, who believe he made the right decision in skipping the Fox News debate, instead promoting his exclusive interview with Tucker Carlson, which dropped 5 minutes prior to the debate. Trump has, meanwhile, continued to mock his challengers on social media, highlighting the really bad polling for Ron DeSantis, particularly. He ought to spend more time in Florida. Remember when sloppy Chris Christie spent almost all of his final year as New Jersey governor, in New Hampshire, with his security and much else paid for by New Jersey taxpayers? Trump asked. He got destroyed, left NJ with a record low 8% approval rating, then got rejected by NH, had no support, and dropped out of the race. Exact same thing is happening to DeSantis. His polls are dropping like a rock, including Florida, he exclaimed. Indeed, recent data from Victory Polling showed DeSantis losing his footing in his own state, with Trump asserting his dominance in the race. A 36-point swing away from DeSantis to Trump has transpired over the summer in the Sunshine State.